Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come.
The world's greatest radio.
We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse you.
Well, okay. Hello and welcome to TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go on the world's greatest radio, and you are in touch with the compensatory concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr., and I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby, and needless to say, this is radio the way it should be heard. Excuse me, what camera am I predominantly in? This one or this one over here? Oh, dead man. Okay, all right. All right. To call in for today's show, you can do that by calling 1-877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. You can also view the program, if you would like, by going to the YouTube channel and then typing in Talktainment. Then you have to type in Talktainment number 2, then scroll down to radio and then hit that, and you're there. Hit the subscribe and like button there. We also like for you to do it this way by just going to the TalktainmentRadio.com homepage and hit listen live, and you're right there. Hit the subscribe and like button there. And you can do this. You can go to Facebook.com/Talktainment. You can hear the replay of the entire show. A lot of people like to do that. So you have various ways that you can tune into the program. Today's program is a good one, and I got on my Facebook account and told people that today, and if you've been reading the contemporary compensatory concept, the code book as we call it for short, there comes a point when it just starts to come together and you begin to really see it. And today's program is entitled Determined. Determined. You have to keep on keeping on. Determined what? Keep on in the pursuance of justice, which is what we all have to practice. That answers every problem that you could ever have, every single one of them. And Mr. Fuller will expound on being determined to do that, practicing justice, so that we can eliminate racism, which is white supremacy. Let me present to some. Oh yeah, let me do this. By the way, the donations now were down to $1,000. That's all we need now. They were slow coming in this week, so do your due diligence. Those who have already done that, thank you. But we need 1,000 more. I asked the question this morning, and that's what I was told. So do your due diligence to that. Okay, now let me introduce to some and present to others Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. Mr. Fuller, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, you are coming in strong, loud, and clear. I have people on the outside who monitor the program, and they let me know if you're coming in loud or clear, or if there's a double thing going on. But anyway, you're loud and clear. This morning, Mr. Fuller, we're going to open up with being determined and how important that is in our pursuit of justice. And to kick it off, your compensatory definition of justice for those who are new to the program and for those who are not sure, Could you give the compensatory definition of what justice is and a little background as to why you came up with that?
Well, I didn't like any of the definitions that I found in dictionaries, and it was always vague when people talk about, well, we got to pursue justice, or we got to find justice, or we got to have somebody to treat us in a just manner. But it was always very vague because I was looking for the details. I mean, okay, so you're talking about, you know, we need justice and whatnot. What are you talking about? And sometimes people would go to the Constitution and say, well, basically we're talking about the 14th Amendment to the Constitution in the Northwestern Hemisphere, and that is equal protection under the law. Everybody should be treated equally. And sometimes they would say equal justice. Well, how do you put any flesh on those bones? I mean, when do you know that you have it? What can you use the measure by? We want justice. We want justice. We want no justice, no peace. These were slogans, but like what I've written throughout the textbook for victims of white supremacy, all slogans have to have, you might say, filling in the pie. You just don't have a slogan saying Black Lives Matter. You've got to say, okay, then how do Black Lives Matter? Matter by doing what? Matter in what way? And what has to be done to see to it or to explain exactly what that's supposed to mean, what that looks like by, you know, Black Lives Mattering. Now, this is not to disparage the slogan or the title. You can call it a slogan or a title. But, you know, back in the 1960s, there were terms like black is beautiful, black power, and people with their fist in the air. But codification and or. So we don't get into another thing about what is codification. It means the details of problem solving. That's basically what it is. That's basically what codification is. So if you're talking about justice, then I'm saying you have to have a definition. So I looked in the dictionaries at that time, and justice was associated with what they call, I would see this repeatedly, in different dictionaries, fair play, terms like that, and similar terms. If anybody who is listening now just looks in a dictionary, if they have it nearby or later on, or they can punch it up on a computer, just see what you think about the way the term justice is used, what it's supposed to mean. So back in the 1990s, that's when I really... Before then, I had made up a term called balance between people, but that's not explicit enough. What do you mean, Fuller? Balance between people. And in my 1984 edition of the textbook for victims of white supremacy, that's how it's described. You don't see it the way it's described in the revised or defined in the revised expanded edition, the updated version of the 1984 edition. All through the 1984 edition, it just says justice, balance between people, in parentheses. Balance. Okay, what kind of balance? What are you talking about? So I wasn't answering that question to myself. Nobody asked me, what does that mean? Because we have gotten in the habit of not asking what the words mean. I was that way for a long time. Someone would just throw out some kind of words, and we say, oh, that's what that means. And we would think about the definition that we are given to the words, and we say, now, wait a minute, I have this definition, but I don't know what the definition means. And there's a lot of words like that in the English language, and it's used that way by the white supremacists. So along about 1994, I believe, I said, I got to come up with a better definition and balance between people. And I don't like the dictionary definition, and I don't like my definition. It's okay for a door opener, like a lot of definitions are, just the first few lines of any definition. But I got to put a little more meat on those bones, or just come up with a better definition and or an edit, addition to balance between people. So that's the background for that, 1994, because I found out that there was no legal definition for the word justice.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, there's no legal definition for the word justice? And so I didn't even understand why that could be.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked someone who was a lawyer. I said, exactly what is there a legal definition for the word justice? Because when you're talking about justice, you're talking about courts and all like that.
Yes.
So they got to have a definition. You know, I heard about Black's Law Book. That's supposed to have all the definitions in it.
Yes, I heard.
Of legal terms.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I've seen the book, but I've never actually had possessed one. And so I asked a lawyer, what is the exact definition legally of justice? So we have something to work with.
Yes.
And he said, justice is whatever the Supreme Court says it is. And I said, what? You know, that didn't sound correct. I mean, that was an answer, but I'm saying, whatever the Supreme Court says it is, well, the members of the Supreme Court keep changing.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And then you got nine of them, and sometimes they don't agree with each other. So I'm saying, oh, that's a sorry definition. But justice. So, bottom line, fast forward. Over a period of a couple of years, I thought I could come up with one maybe in a few months, but it took me a couple of years. And then one night when I was half asleep, when a lot of things come to me, really, I got up in the middle of the night and I said, I'm going to write this down because I just thought of something. And so I put it in two parts. Justice. Guaranteeing that no person is mistreated. That's part one. And number two, guaranteeing that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help. Now, breaking that down, most constructive help or guaranteeing not mistreated in what? In all areas of activity.
Mm-hmm.
And I already had that. Economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. And so I wrote it down, and then, like I do, this is part of my writing technique, forming my ideas, I will write something down, and then I will come back and look at it maybe 2 or 3 days later.
Yes, sir.
And see if it makes sense, because sometimes things make sense when you first write them. You come back and take a second look, and it doesn't add up at all. Or sometimes it does. And this time it clicked. So, in my mind, at least.
Okay.
So I went with it.
All right.
And ever since then, I've used that definition. And I've told people under compensatory law, now if anybody comes up with a better definition than that, any court, any lawyer or whatnot, I want to know what it is. Because I don't think at this point it'll get any better than that.
Okay. All right, that sets the background for the word determined, which I'm going to give an example of. But before all that happens, let's take a phone call. Go ahead, caller. You're on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Mr. Fuller, Mr. Bobby. I was just wondering if I noticed a lot of black folks, we have a hard time understanding white supremacy, what it is and how it works. We seem to be falling for the same tricks. We can't understand, you know, the black faces up front, the Tyler Perry Studios. We just can't understand that I don't think a lot of us have took the time to step back and look at or ask ourselves who's really running it. You know, as I've heard you say before, I just think a lot of times the promotions and the mortgages and the car notes, mm-hmm. a lot of times that fools us.
Okay.
So I'm just, why can't we understand? I've only learned to understand by listening to Mr. Fuller, but a lot of us who have never heard of Mr. Fuller think that it's something else going out here other than what it really is when it comes to white supremacy.
Okay, so your question would be what for Mr. Fuller to answer?
Why can't black folks seem to understand what's really going on? I don't understand.
Good question. Mr. Fuller?
It's because we are trained not to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And not to understand what? That is, it is a complete system. Black people, and I thought this way for a long time, that they are so-called racial incidents, that racism are incidents. In other words, somebody gets shot, or some black person gets shot. And so that's an incident. There was a white person that did the shooting. The black person is now dead. So, okay, well, that's another racial incident, and then another racial incident, and somebody used the N-word.
Mm-hmm.
I heard them the other day, and they used it on the subway and whatnot. That's another incident, and that's racism. We don't think of it as being a complete package, a complete government, the only real government on the planet.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the call, caller.
In all nine areas of activity.
Mm-hmm.
And even when you say it, people do not see it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been saying it that way for years.
Yes.
I say it's a total government.
Mm-hmm.
All right? In fact, some black people will say America is racist.
Mm-hmm.
And they still do it, you know, sometimes on this program. Okay. No. If you're talking about a world government, then you're not talking about America,
no.
Africa, Asia,
absolutely
or
not.
Russia.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about the system of white supremacy.
Yes.
That's the world government.
Yes.
There is no other government. You have to get it out. All these lines you see on maps, they mean absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
Because to the white supremacists, they mean absolutely nothing, because they are the ones who put most of the lines on the map.
They did.
Okay.
Thank you, brother, for the call. That was a very good question. And one of the reasons why we are focusing on the word determined, let me do this. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7 no-charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news and lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, politics, and policy. Now, here are several that I'm going to share with you. Wiggins World with host Stacey Wiggins. This is Libby by host Libby Rand. And A Conversation with Don Corina. Now, all of these shows are exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com. And all you have to do is just go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, click on Programs, and then there you will see a list of all the programs that Talk Team at Radio has. Now, it is up to you to give a sample listen to each one of those programs if you so desire. And that's how you determine if you like it or not. All that from TalkTeamAtRadio.com. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host of the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. And we are focusing in on the word determined. And determined means having made a firm decision and being resolved not to change it. What do you mean resolve? Deal with the issue successfully. Now, some of those synonyms might be bound, decisive, hell-bent, single-minded, or purposeful. And our purpose is to eliminate racism, white supremacy. And we focused in again on the word justice, which is Mr. Fuller just finished explaining. just, and then he explained the compensatory term of justice. And I wrote today, you know, about that, that on this program today was a special program, and that Mr. Fuller was going to break it down what it means. And this is what I said before I take the call. I said, today, live at 9 a.m. on the compensatory concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. and co-host Mr. Bobby, heard on TalkToMeRadio.com, Mr. Fuller will give you the true answer to solve every single problem that you can have right now. Many don't believe that, but you can solve it right now. And that is through justice. Justice. And you have to be determined to do that. Determined to do that. Focusing in on how to do that, which is why Mr. Fuller is answering your calls and concerns. If you don't do that, you'll have what we have right now. Meetings upon meetings. We had a meeting here in Columbus last night with the Democratic candidates. All of them upstage, but guess what? Not a single thing is going to be solved. Caller, you on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Mr. Bobby. Good morning, Mr. Fuller. It's such an honor to speak with you, Mr. Fuller, this morning. It seems as if white supremacy is becoming more thoughtless and careless when it comes to the execution of non-white people. We constantly stand it all across the world, the news, the mistreatment of us and our being. So based on these executions of non-white people, do you think, Mr. Fuller, that white supremacy is trying to provoke us into practicing counter war so they can produce another physical war amongst us non-whites?
Do I think that they are trying to provoke us?
Yeah, into practicing counter war so they can produce another physical war.
Well, they're always doing that, but they are not trying to, that's not their mission. To provoke us into counter war, because they war itself to them is all about dominating and mistreating people of color. That's their whole package. That's their whole reason for being. That's their value system. That's the adrenaline, you might say, the motor. The drive, the determination they have to do whatever it is they're doing. If they can't associate it with dominating and mistreating people of color, it's kind of like an empty enterprise with them. That's the way they think. They measure everything by that. Everything. I mean, going to outer space or making a movie or writing a song, it's going to be directly, indirectly about the glorification of this thing called the system of white supremacy.
Yes, sir.
You take that away, and they see no reason for existence because it's so firmly ingrained in everything that they do, their economic system, their educational system. It's all about white supremacy.
Yes, sir.
White supremacy. I mean, everything that they teach the black people in schools, in the colleges.
Yes, sir.
Actually, if black people are going to counteract that, I mean, you raise questions about what is being taught right there in your classroom every day.
Yes, sir.
When they start talking about, now let's talk about the crusades of King Richard.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you say, well, wait a minute. King Richard is doing what? All right. Take an interest in these things because it's all attached directly, indirectly, to the system of white supremacy. That's what all of it is about.
Mm-hmm.
You take that away, there's nothing to talk about.
Right.
Everything falls dead. That's the whole value system.
Right. And we don't need to be confused. Mr. Fuller, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, this is okay. But I would like to say page 60.
60, okay.
Right. In the revised expanded edition. Now,
yes.
This is also in the 1984 edition, but it's under economics, your first area of activity.
Yes, sir.
And it's the first thing in economics. That's why I put it there in the revised expanded edition. And it's about the use of time and energy. That's what economics is. That's a compensatory definition, one that I made up. What is economics? The use of your time and energy. It's not just about money. Money is a tool of economics. Money is worthless until somebody says what it's worth. Somebody like whom? whomever has the power to say it and make it stick. That's money just lays there. It's just, you know, gold, silver, whatever you want to call money, rubies, paper. But it's just what it is, a stone or some paper, until someone with power says, this is a medium of exchange. You can use it to get things that you want other than having a thing itself. You got this paper in your pocket, or you have this card in your wallet or in your purse. Okay, what is this card worth? It's worth what somebody who has power says it is.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you could have 20 credit cards, you might say. Credit card means you have credibility, you know, that you will pay for whatever you buy, you know, that you're actually asking for a loan, okay? That's what a credit card is, and that this card kind of proves that you have a believability.
Yes.
That somebody will believe that you will use this card to give them more money for the use of this card in order to get other things. So the card is like money, okay? That's the way they work it.
Okay.
Why? Because someone with power says that it is. Otherwise, you just got a piece of plastic in your pocket that means absolutely nothing.
Okay, we're going to come back to that. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. We're going to have Mr. Fuller finish that point. More of your calls, and hopefully we'll get a chance to get to your Gmails. All that and more coming up next on TalkTainment Radio.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Shop Ash Kicking online at www.ashkickin.com.
The big vote. All votes count, and we're counting on you. Join Blacks in Government and the Federally Employed Women for the 3rd Annual Local Candidates Forum, Saturday, October the 19th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the St. Dominic's Parish at 453 North 20th Street. That's behind the church. Moderators are S. Yolanda Robinson and Kahari Inahar.
Stand by for an important announcement for renters and investors.
You have probably heard about this bad economy and high foreclosure rate. I'm here to bring you hope. Every foreclosed property is a blessing or a deal for a new buyer or investor. These properties are selling every day all over Central Ohio for several reasons. They are equity rich, worth tens of thousands of dollars above their price. There is down payment money available and remodeling funds if needed. Don't let the doom and gloom news keep you from your dream of home ownership. Call Linco Realty today at 865-9614. That's 865-9614. Call now. Always remember, these times, like all times, are good times if we but know what to do with them. They also have programs for investors who want to get off the couch and run with the big dogs. Call Linko today at 865-9614 or log on to RepoHomesList.com.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
Have you been diagnosed with prostate cancer? You may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study for an investigational procedure called high-intensity focused ultrasound, or HIFU. This is a minimally invasive procedure. It is radiation-free, may destroy prostate cancer cells, and potentially has few side effects. This investigational procedure is performed at no cost to the patient. Call today at 1-866-619-6026 or visit www.theprostatecancerstudy.com. Have you been diagnosed with prostate cancer? You may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study for an investigational procedure called high-intensity focused ultrasound, or HIFU. Call today at 1-866-619-6026 or visit www.theprostatecancerstudy.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
If you're not facing your mortgage issues, this can be the most terrifying sound in the world. It means you've fallen behind. It means hope is dwindling. It means you're another call closer to losing your home to foreclosure. Fortunately, there's hope. If you need real help and guidance, call 1-888-995-HOPE. That's 1-888-995-4673. Because nothing is worse than doing nothing. A public service announcement brought to you by NeighborWorks, the Ad Council, and this station.
Do you overcook your pasta? Do you mix your lights with your darks and tell long, complicated jokes that have no punchline? Do you have trouble wrapping gifts, sound like a hyena when singing happy birthday, and have no idea how the metric system works? Well, if you answered yes to any of the above questions, you may have what it takes to adopt a teen from foster care, because teens don't need perfection, they need you. So if you can't tie a Windsor knot, forget to defrost the chicken, can't tell a latte from a cappuccino, confuse North and South Dakota, overuse commas, throw a frisbee like it's a flounder, and still believe kids really do love lima beans, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts, it's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. For more information on how you can adopt, call 1-888-200-4005 or go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit PeaceCorps.gov.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on talktainmentradio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Michael, we're bigger than U.S. Steel.
If anything in this life is certain, if history's taught us anything, it says you can kill anyone.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Never tell anybody outside the family what you're thinking again.
You got the power.
The co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. You're welcome to call in now at 1-877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. On that commercial, did you hear Brother Kay talk about, when we were speaking of donations and why we are asking for donations for the second hour? Because he said, help us in the struggle for justice. Mr. Fuller spoke about that in the first 15 minutes about justice. And we have to be determined to focus in on justice. And Mr. Fuller, before I go to the Gmails, why does justice start with the individual?
Oh, it's supposed to. Everybody is an individual person. We used to think of the masses. Somebody gave us that term, the masses. So immediately, when I would think of that, and I imagine other black people think in those terms, that I just stand still and wait until a whole bunch of other black people come within view, and then somehow, magically, I have now something called the masses. If it's a whole lot of them, as far as I can see, I see black people, and then I say, now, we got the masses. Now, what are the masses going to do? Well, the masses are going to solve the problem of racism. That's who's going to do it. Mostly a whole lot of black people that you can see. You know, as far as I can see, you see black people all standing there. I mean, you know, shoulder to shoulder. is packed as tight as sardines, okay? And somehow we got the idea that that means power. Oh, we all together. That's what we call it. Black people got to get together. We just got to get together. We just got to stop being so, you know, all spaced out. No, it's just the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
You do just the opposite according to the code. You do space out and empower yourself as an individual person.
Thank you.
And stop thinking that you got to be standing somewhere in one place on some planet, shoulder to shoulder, looking up at the sky or down at the ground or looking what we call forward. We say we're looking forward. We got to look forward to the future, all right, and build on the past. We got all kind of slogans, but when we're standing shoulder to shoulder and we are all together, you know, stand a little bit closer. You're not close enough. I mean, you're not touching each other. You got to, you know, okay, now, we're all standing here, okay? Well, in military terms, some general, enemy general, looking at that, say, all that is just a big, fat target. I got them all shoulder to shoulder here. They were shoulder to shoulder on the plantation sometimes. I mean, you know, depending on whatever I had them do. So now they're going to be, what, if that's what they call being together, all right, and being united, that's what they call unity. But see, the white supremacists say, I can have one white person walk into the midst of thousands of these dark-skinned people at 9 o'clock in the morning, and by 12 o'clock, he's got everything wrapped up, he or she. He's got them all following him or her. He wasn't with anybody. He's one white person. So how did that magic happen? That white person brought what? With him or her. The white code. That's what they brought. They wasn't standing shoulder to shoulder with nobody. You know, looking to the right and to the left and say, are you with me, brother? Are you with me, sister? You know, and everybody's asking, you know, I'm with you. Are you with me? We're all together. We're all united. That's just a whole bunch of black people standing.
Yes, sir.
In one place. That's all that is. Oh, that is absolutely
mm-hmm.
nothing. That
mm-hmm.
means nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have to have a code of action for each person.
That's...
wherever that person is in the universe, not just on this planet, you know what? You have a code. And what does that code tell you? What to do about every situation that you're in? Because the concept is, and it's a logical, universal concept, when you empower each individual with a code, meaning what to do, what not to do. That's all the code is.
Yes, sir.
And what to do and what not to do in every circumstance. When you empower every black person, every person of color on the planet with a code of thought, speech, and action.
TSA.
That is power. Because when you empower each individual with what to do and what not to do in every circumstance, you have empowered all individuals.
That's beautiful.
So what we do not have is a code.
Right.
And that's why I've been trying to, with these textbooks that you can get by going to producejustice.com, a send-off message based on that, with the details in that.
Yes, sir.
I would say starting with economics in the revised expanded edition. You can just look at that and see what you think. Page 60. 61 and 62.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see
those three pages. And there's four things on there, just four. Just four things on page 60. Since we're getting into the details now of determination. Determined to do what? You know, that's what we're talking about this morning, being determined, being persistent.
Yes.
So it comes down, being persistent and determined to do what? To practice justice.
Practice justice.
Okay, yes. Now, let's put some meat on those bones. By doing what? Fuller, you're doing this talking, Fuller, by doing what? If you have the textbook already, you can go to page 60, and it says, here's what you do. Just four things. You got to be doing one of these four things under the use of time and energy. Because economics is all about the use of your time, because that's really what you have. Time. You have time. From the time you were born, you got time. And you have some energy. Okay. So how do you use it? As best you can. In a prison system called the system of white supremacy. It says on page 60, produce, building, repairing, improving, and are cleaning those things that have a constructive value and using them for constructive purposes only. Now that's number one. Producing, building, that first word, look at that first word, producing. And then the next one is building, repairing something, improving. Of course, when you repair something, you're improving, being a little bit redundant there, but also to make a point, and or cleaning something that have constructive value. And using all of these things that you're producing, building, repairing, improving, or cleaning, using them for constructive purposes only.
Yes, sir. This is why, again, he said it right in the beginning, the united, independent, compensatory code system concept. Before okay. We have Mr. Fuller talk about his book, we have to take this call. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Mr. Bobby. Mr. Fuller, how are you guys today?
Good morning. Still learning. Go ahead.
I'm calling today. I wanted to ask Mr. Fuller if he had ever read a book called The Iceman's Inheritance, Prehistoric Sources of Western Man's Racism, Sexism, and Aggression by a suspected white supremacist named Michael Bradley.
The answer is no.
Okay, the reason why I brought it up is because the previous young lady who called was asking why we can't see white supremacy for what it is. And the inscription of this book really that brought back to me the inscription of the book that says, what is the hardest thing of all? That which seems the easiest for your eyes to see, that which lies before your eyes. And I wanted to recommend, this falls under VGQ, Mr. Fuller, that everyone who is trying to be on code, after they have finished the code book and after they finish the word guide, to pick up this book, because it's written by a suspected white supremacist, because he gets into how racism is but of one predisposition that belongs to one race, and that only race is the white race. And I think it will be a good read for people to understand their thought process about racism so they can fully understand what we're really dealing with.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Mr. Fuller, you have a comment before
yes.
we go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I think that comes under VGQ
yes.
and anything that anybody, any of the callers, anybody who is listening, recommends, that may be of constructive value, then that's what you're supposed to do. That's a part of
yes, sir.
The four uses of time and energy, because I was just going to that. That's number two. See, I gave you the first one, starting with the first word, producing.
Thank you,
producing God. Something of constructive value.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is number two of the four things? It says studying. That's what the lady is talking about. You study everything that you can get your hands on that has to do with solving the problem of racism, if you have time. when you're just idling by and you don't have much to do and all like that, pick up some book that has to do with even the people who advocate racism. You want to see what they have to say. For sure, the people who support racism, the people who write books saying that that racism is a wonderful thing, and that slavery, I mean, was a wonderful thing, and that, you know, there are some white people who have written books saying that the black people were better off being slaves than they were before they became slaves under the system of white supremacy. Mm-hmm. It was a great improvement over what they had been before.
Okay.
In spite of the brutality and et cetera like that, they just shoved that aside.
Okay.
And said, hey, black people made more progress under slavery than they had in the last 10 million years.
Okay.
So people ought to just shut up about it and let things just be the way that they are. And keep it that way.
Okay. Mr. Fuller, let me interject this here because we've gone over the time. I have to say this about your book, but you've already done this and are doing it right now. So let me do this. Talktainment Radio, this is the portion of that where Mr. Fuller talks about his book, where you can get it in all the details, which he has been talking about for the last 10 minutes. So go ahead, Mr. Fuller, as you talk about the things that are in your book and continue with Time and Energy.
Right. You can get the book by going to producejustice.com. And everything in the book is directed to the individual person, not to something abstract called the masses. There's no such thing as that. I mean, that's something that's in our minds. We just see these people, like I said, shoulder to shoulder. That's how we see black people getting together, because we were herded on the ships. We've always been herded like cattle. I mean, the ghetto is a herd. The cell block is a herd, a herd of black people. We think that that is power. That's just a herd of black people. That's all. Now, all under the power of racist man and racist woman in a system called white supremacy.
Yes, sir.
Now, the textbook for victims of white supremacy is written for the individual person. Get this in your mind. You don't look over your shoulder to see if you got any good buddies coming down, I mean, already and full of fire to help you. No, you are alone on that job, or wherever you happen to be on the planet. And when you die alone. Don't get this illusion that I'm dying with my buddies. No, you're dying alone. You always die alone. Just like you're born alone. Even if you're a twin, you're born alone. All right? Because you are an entity. You're a whole world within yourself. And you should have learned to think, speak, and act like it. So, the textbook for victims of white supremacy, you can get that, has that type of the things that I'm saying in it, and tells you what to do every day as an individual in whatever circumstances you happen to be in. So go to producejustice.com, and what will come up on the screen is the method for ordering. That's producejustice.com.
Okay. Now, Mr. Fuller, go ahead, continue with number two under time and energy. I think you were getting ready to say about asking questions and or
studying. The lady was talking about studying.
Yes.
Just talking about reading a book. That's studying. So that's something else you should be doing. It's just four things you should be doing the whole time you're on the planet if you're black. See, that's just the way I put it. Four things. Just four. Anytime you get away from those four things, you are not doing what you should be doing.
Go ahead.
All right. So number two, studying, writing, asking questions, and or exchanging views with others about all aspects of how to eliminate racism and how to produce justice.
There it is.
In all areas of activity.
There it is. There it is.
Economics, education,
yes,
entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. Okay. Now, I've listed number two. Okay. Number three, eating and sleeping correctly and only as necessary. Now, that's something we can keep in mind.
Yes.
We got a thing called Halloween. I just want to explain some things coming up.
Yes.
Children going from door to door. Doing what? Trick or treat. Something that shouldn't be anyway. I mean, we need to just bypass Halloween. All black people, forget it. It's not boycotting it. It's just bypassing.
Bypass it, yes.
Yeah, not using your time doing something else.
Yes.
I mean, rather than talk about hobgoblins and black cats bring bad luck. See, that's what that, you know, mm-hmm. black people bring bad luck.
Shoot.
You know, knocking on your door, you'll get shot.
Orange,
okay?
Orange right. and black, a new jail cell.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Yeah.
Halloween. We don't need none of that.
Right.
I mean, forget about that.
And could you get
away from teaching your offspring that, all about Halloween.
Right. And number
dressing
four.
Dressing up like monsters and whatnot.
Yeah.
They have already made monsters and monstrosities out of us.
Yes.
So we're going to dress up more like one and try to look more like monsters? No.
Okay.
I just thought that I'd throw that in.
That was good. Okay, and get this one in here since we're under the four things of time and energy. Number four. Go ahead, Mr. Fuller.
Number four. Engaging in sexual intercourse no more than two times every 7 days and using a minimum amount of time and resources in association with such engagement.
Uh-oh.
Now, that's gonna cramp a whole lot of people's style. But what's the purpose for that? I mean, to be what you call so-called moral? I mean, no. I'm talking about the use of time and energy. This is economics. See, and many of us, get on a marathon sexual kick, and it's understandable, it's enjoyable, but when we get on it, what happens is we neglect to do number one, produce, or number two, study. Why? Because we're too busy in bed, rolling around, having fun, endlessly, and neglecting to do the other things that need to be done.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, you got an eviction notice on your dresser. In fact, a black lady once said, I heard her say this some years ago, said, never have a man in your bed and an eviction notice on your dresser. It's either one or the other.
Okay.
Yeah. If you got an eviction notice on your dresser, you're not supposed to have a man in your bed.
I told you that I love you.
Right.
Now
that
get
man,
out.
That man that you say you got is supposed to be out somewhere getting that eviction notice off of that dresser,
yes.
Rather than talking about, baby, I love you, and doing all that huffing and puffing in that bed with that eviction notice,
right.
Saying you got to be out of here by 12 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That reminds me of that song that you, I don't know why it corrects me, but remember, you said there was a song called I Told You That I Love You, Now Get Out.
Yes. Yes. It's not being mean. It's just taking care of business. Take care of business first, and then you'll have a much better bed to be in.
Yes.
Okay? You get out and take care of business first. I mean, you know, do the things under economics. Use that time and energy to do something constructive. Then you have a beautiful bed and no eviction notice coming down the pike at all. Okay?
Yes.
Because you're doing constructive things when you're not, you know, doing whatever is the other three things on that list.
Right.
Eat
right.
and sleep correctly. And only as necessary, that's number three.
Okay.
Number four, sexual intercourse twice every 7 days, okay. maximum.
Okay.
And that eliminates that long list you got of all those people that you got planned to get in bed with that week during that 7 days.
Got to close the hour down, Mr. Fuller.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio the way it should be heard. Miss Lance? We'll hopefully get to your question on the second part of the show. TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. Heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why one should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.